Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. This is Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging your walk of faith, encouraging that process and how God will take you there, place like Abraham, and send you or take you or make you and shape you for the place that he's prepared you for your future, for your destiny, for your calling. And he will do it through the things that try us and make us strong. This place is also the place where we look like Abraham in the form of how we see things by faith. We pull things from eternity into time. Abraham was able to see what God was saying to him, and God showed him in the spirit, and he believed it. Even though he was looking at the stars in the spirit realm, he saw beyond the natural and saw what God was going to do with his lineage and the line, and how God was going to expand and extend him beyond anything that he could ever comprehend. The Bible also lets us know if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ and receiving him as Lord and Savior, then the promises of Abraham are also ours. So we thank the Lord for everything that he is giving and all that he is doing and how he is moving by his spirit and his power and how he is causing us to triumph and win no matter where we are or what's going on. He causes us to believe his report because his hand is on us and has been on us since before time ever began. He desired us. So when God wants an individual, a family, or a nation, he's going to use them for his glory because he is God, and that their place is our making, and it does not yet appear, but as we keep trusting, as we keep believing, as we keep standing on the word of God, we will see the manifestation of all that God has said and all God has promised to us in this time, in this season. We're now in a place where God has promised some stuff in this season for us that says that we're going to have recovery, that we're going to have restoration, enlargement, that God is going to anoint us and anoint us afresh and anoint us and in even greater areas. Also, we're going to see souls won. We're going to see people come into the kingdom of God. So this is a good time, regardless of what's going on around us or in the nation. We know that God is faithful, and he will do exactly what he said, that he won't fall short of anything that he's promised us. And so we have to stand on the word of God, stand on the truth of God, and know that God is God and that he will do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine in Jesus' name. Today, I'm going to encourage you in the fact of when you are doing what God is saying and you are moving in what God says, and then something happens that just throws you off. And even if there's people, your leadership is on your job or in your community or in ministry, and someone else is also touched by whatever happens, somebody else's life is affected, and how you would handle it. We're going to look at David. So in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, verses 1 through 6, David is facing a very severe dilemma. He is here, and they go into Ziklag, and while they're there in Ziklag, the Amorites come, and they take their children, take their wives, take the men that are there, take everything while they're away. And so David is in this place where he's facing great distress because he was doing what was right. He was doing what he was supposed to. He was doing what the Lord had led him to do. And in the process of all of this, something else happens. Many of us have been in that place where we've been doing what God says. We've been faithful in what he's told us to do, and we've been standing on the word, and we're moving by faith. And then all of a sudden, something that we never expected happens in our process, and it throws us for a loop. It throws us for a place where we are like, what happened? God, tell me, what's going on? Why did you allow this to happen? But all of this was still the overcoming testimony for David. Even though his men wanted to stone him because they blamed him for leaving the camp unprotected, they blamed him for leaving the camp in a place where it was open for someone to come and raid them, that some of the men should have stayed to protect. And they were angry with him because not only were their wives and their children and their things were taken, if they were not captured back, if they were not received back, they were going to be put into slavery. And that was what most of them did, because if they were not going to kill them, then they would take them and put them in slavery. So they understood that now their family, their whole family and everything that they had, stood the opportunity or the chance of going into slavery, and only knowing, their minds could only wonder what kind of life they would have had, what kind of situation they would have been put in, because they didn't know the treatment that they were under as well. And so David has all this stress, but his wives were taken as well. His possessions were taken. Everything he had was taken as well. So David had to go into the place that he had to, regardless of what he felt in the natural. He had to go into the spirit and talk to God. He had to go to a place that he knew that God would never fail him, because he understood that God had delivered him from the lion and he had delivered him from the bear. God was the one who delivered him from Goliath. God was the one who did all of these things. And he understood and knew that God was the one that was going to get the victory out of him no matter what. And sometimes we go through things and we don't see how God is going to get victory. We don't even understand how God is going to win, especially when it comes at a place that is unexpected, unknown, and unseen, when we're doing what is right and that thing happens and throws us off course. You have to understand that God is going to cause the greatness of his name to be seen even in the pain. David begins to encourage himself in the Lord. He begins to encourage himself in God. He began to remember who God was and his relationship with God. And he began to pull on the spiritual things more than the natural. And he picked himself up from that place. He made himself speak and pray and worship and talk about the goodness of God despite the pain and the place of pressure that he was under. He made himself remember how good and faithful God had been. He made himself recall and rehearse every victory that God had delivered him from, even from Saul, and how many times he had delivered him from Saul's grip when he thought it was over. When he thought he was at his end, when he thought he could not get out or see his way, here comes God. And it's the same thing with you and I. When we feel like we're at our last wits, when we've done everything and we're standing and we're saying, Lord, we've done what you told us and we still got hit. We still got a disappointment. Something still didn't happen. Something still didn't manifest. And now someone else's life is affected by this. Someone else is disappointed, or someone else is standing in the place where they don't know what to do. And they're blaming me, or they're blaming my leadership, or they're blaming my decision. And I was doing what you told me. I was doing what was right, and I still got hit. That lets us understand and know that even when we do well, do good, do what's right, do what is pleasing, that a blow still can come. And if God allows that blow to come, he's allowing that blow to come because there's something else in store. God wants to show you the greatness and the goodness of his hand, of his power, of his strength. He wants to show you how faithful he can be, how great he can show his, stretch his muscles and flex his muscles for you. He wants to show you the awesomeness of his power. David had to go beyond where he was into the spirit and begin to worship. when you're hit with blows like this, and many of us are in this point now, that we're saying, God, where are you? What's going on? I'm doing what all that I know to do. I'm standing by faith. I'm standing, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to in my home, with my giving, in the church, in the ministry, on my job, to the best of my ability. I'm going in your presence. I'm pursuing you. I'm doing all these things, and yet I still got hit. Then something else is coming. There's a breakthrough that is coming that's beyond what you could ever think or ever imagine. There's a breakthrough that is coming that is going to turn your morning, your midnight into day. Even though that weeping may endure for a night, and that night season is something that we can't say how long it's going to be, but we do know that joy is coming in the morning. As David began to go in and God and question God about what he should do, and God gives the answer and tells him to go and pursue and overtake, and that he's going to have success. I believe that God allows supernatural strength, supernatural power, and supernatural authority on the pursuit, that they were able to overtake them, that they were able to overtake them and win the victory. This same God is going to allow you to have supernatural authority, supernatural strength. Your prayers are going to go into a realm where you're going to pray in a way that you have not prayed, because you're desperate for an answer. You're desperate for the word of God, the life of God that strengthens us. You're desperate for God to breathe over you and to strengthen you and not allow you to faint, for him to give you what you need. And as you're going in for him, and as you're pursuing God's mind and heart, God is going to give you what you need. He's going to give you the answer, and he's going to give you the victory. David got an answer, and then he got victory. He had to do something. You know, God didn't just say, I'm just going to destroy him for you. No, he had to get up. He had to, as he has encouraged himself, he had to get up. And as he's getting up from this place, from this pit that he could allow, that he couldn't allow himself to stay in, and everyone around him is not with him. They're not in his favor. They're not for him. They're talking about stoning him. Their hearts and their minds were not even the place of faith. So he had to grab faith for what he knew God had done for him. He had to grab the relationship of what he knew about God and God's deliverance and God's hand. He had to grab what God had already shown him in his life, performed in his life. He had to go back and get those memorials that he built and go back and say, Lord, I remember when you did this. I remember when you did this. And if that's you and I, you got to go back and say, I remember when you made the way. I remember when you healed my body. I remember when you stopped my enemies. I remember when you did a divine change. I remember when you opened the door for me to get favor for the job or for the position or that sentence or that petition or that thing that was against me did not work, didn't prosper, that you showed me favor when favor didn't look like it was around. You have to go back and remember what God has done. And as you're rehearsing that, get up and encourage yourself. And as you inquire of the Lord and he tells you what to do, then that means there's some work. David and them had to go after the men. God wasn't going to bring them back. They had to go after these men. That means God is going to tell you what you're going to do next. He's going to let you know what to do next so that you can go in and pursue and get what you're going to have back, regain it back, and even greater. Because they just didn't get their plunder back. They got back everything that the Amorites had in their possession. They got back everything that they themselves had captured. They got back more. And so God gave them more, and they had enough to share with even others. And I believe that in this season that God is going to cause a restoration that's going to happen, that even in the midst of a blow, even in the midst of a disappointment or something that is taking longer than it should, God is going to command a word that's going to encourage you, that's going to get you up, and it's going to cause you to get the information, the strategy, the plan that God has for you, and you're going to go forth. And when you go forth, his supernatural power, his strength, his authority is going to be there to take you into where you need to go and possess everything, recover everything, and more. because he's faithful to do exactly what he said. He will not fail us. I don't care what the enemy's saying, what the culture's saying, or what it looks like. We will hope in God. We will trust in the Lord. Our strong arm of God will come and rescue us like he always has and like he He's faithful. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there. And I pray that you've been encouraged and that you've been in a place where you've been lifted up and now that you will pursue God so that you can receive all that he has for you. Be blessed. Know that you're more than a conqueror. And if God be for you, can be against you. In Jesus' name.